This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news, the Deckerville Community Development Corporation will meet at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April the 18th at the Community Center. According to the preliminary agenda, the CDC board is expected to review the dates for several upcoming events. The coming events that they expect to include in the discussions include a scavenger hunt, which will now be on May 17th as the date was changed. Other events include a derby party on Saturday, May 5th from 5 to 10 p.m., homecoming on July 26th and 27th, the Heritage Festival on September 21st, a game night on October the 26th, and a Dickens of a Christmas event on December the 13th. And another local and regional news for today. This is an election year with a wide variety of positions from the federal government all the way down to county and even villages and townships, offering up seats that will soon be expiring. The village of Ubley has 6 council seats that will expire this November. The positions that are expiring are currently being held by Jason Nicole, the president, Barbara Butch, the clerk, Larry Gornowitz, treasurer, Steve Irvine, trustee, Sarah Schmidt, trustee, and Jeff Maurer, also a trustee. The filing deadline for those who want to run for an elected office position is coming up fast. By 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 23rd, that is the filing deadline for partisan candidates who want to run for office to appear on the Tuesday, August 6th primary ballot. The filing deadline for nonpartisan candidates is 4 p.m. Thursday, July the 18th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hey, Tyler here from Al Hansen Motors. We've got a bunch of great deals right now. We have a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Sport loaded with full power options, Bluetooth, backup camera, and 3.5 EcoBoost V6. Only 72,000 miles starting at $29,580. Fresh on the lot is a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL with only 109,000 miles, featuring a backup camera, Bluetooth, and full power starting at $13,380. We also have a 2017 Ram 1500 SLT, like new with only 41,000 miles on it. This truck is equipped with cloth interior, four-wheel drive, and a legendary 5.7-liter V8 Hemi, and we're asking $26,980. Finally, we just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT with only 52,000 miles, featuring GM's Driver Confidence Package, a fuel-efficient 1.5-liter engine, and up to 45 miles per gallon highway. Save at the pump and on a lot, starting at $20,580. With the construction on 142, we are still open regular hours and have a back entrance to our lot. During this time, we also started a concierge test drive service. Give us a call and we'll bring the next car, truck, or SUV to a public meeting spot or right to your driveway for you to check it out.
Call Tyler at 989-269-7299 today to experience the Al Hansen difference.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The historic hush money trial of Donald Trump got underway on Monday with the arduous process of selecting a jury to hear the case charging the former president with falsifying business records in order to stifle stories about his personal sex life. The day ended without any jurors being seated. The selection process will resume on Tuesday. The first criminal trial of any former U.S. president began as Trump vies to reclaim the White House, creating a remarkable split-screen spectacle of the presumptive Republican nominee spending his days as a criminal defendant while simultaneously also campaigning for the highest office in the country. And in other national and international news, Iran's direct attack on Israel over the weekend upended decades of its shadowy warfare by proxy, something Tehran has used to manage international repercussions for its actions. But with both economic and political tensions at home boiling, the country's Shiite theocracy chose a new path as changes loom for the Islamic Republic. The Supreme Leader marked his 85th birthday coming up on Friday with no clear successor in sight as well. The tensions, coupled with hardliners' grip on power, as well as the Supreme Leader's high age, signal more changes are looming for the country in the years ahead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Sumerian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.